It's lunchtime at Tim Hortons, and we're serving up a special deal just for you. Our new $5.99 lunch deal includes your choice of any lunch sandwich and a side of crunchy kettle chips. Because what's lunch without a little crunch? And the sandwich choice is all yours. Like a ham and Swiss, Chipotle chicken wrap, BLT, and more. Made to order just the way you like it. Tim Hortons' new lunch deal. Simple, delicious, and just $5.99. Now that's a good deal. Only at your neighborhood Tim's. U.S. only. Price and participation vary. Terms apply.
Welcome back to the Overcoming Low Self-Esteem podcast. If this is your first time listening to us, please do me a huge favor. Please go back to episode 1 and start from there. Not that we need the plays, not that we need the downloads, but because this podcast is best listened to in consecutive order. Some things we discuss build on top of one another, but if you're battling with low self-esteem, I know for a fact that we always need all the help that we can get. So please do me and you a favor and start from the beginning. If you have not done so already, please subscribe to this podcast and give us a 5-star rating. Please leave a comment. And most importantly, please share this podcast out to those you love, those you admire, those who are suffering. The purpose of this podcast is not to gain popularity, but it is to help those come out of their low self-esteem. If you have any questions that you would like answered or some advice or anything like that, feedback on this podcast, I would love to include a Q&A section of this podcast. So email your questions or your comments or your suggestions to overcoming@theatsjr.com. You can also find me on Facebook at facebook.com/TempestSmith. All of this juicy information can be found in the show notes for you, so you don't have to memorize it. Let's get into today's touchy but real conversation. Today we're talking about how you cannot pray away your low self-esteem. And I know this is offensive to some. I know some people do not like this topic already. And if I've offended you, I do apologize. But believe me, I do have a purpose for this podcast. I do practice a religion. And I do understand how sometimes we can confuse action with prayer. I think we often use prayer as a magic potion, and we think if we just say a few words, everything will be okay. When in reality, we are to pray, but also believe in the prayer. But part of that belief, if you are religious, if you do follow a religious practice, you have heard somewhere along the lines in some shape, form, or fashion that faith without works is dead. And maybe you're wondering, how does this tie into my low self-esteem? Oftentimes we realize or are told that we have low self-esteem, and we think if we snap our fingers, or some people assume if they snap their fingers, you'll be okay. Or if they snap their fingers, you're suddenly come out of your low self-esteem and you'll be 100% okay. But we know that's not how anything works, not with low self-esteem, not with any other issue that people are dealing with. We know, and I hope that you know as well, that you have to put in some work into you. It took you a long while to get into your low self-esteem mode. It took you a long time to realize that you did have low self-esteem, and it probably took you a long time to realize that this isn't how the story ends, that there's more to life than just low self-esteem. So back to faith without works is dead. I can believe all I want. I can pray all I want. But unless I'm willing to pick up my feet, unless I'm willing to pick up a book or listen to a podcast or, you know, watch something, watch some video that's inspiring, unless I'm willing to pour into me constantly, my prayers are in vain. Now, I do believe in the power of prayer, but I also do believe in we have to do something in order to make the prayer work. If it was just as simple as snapping our fingers, then we will all be healthy and rich and without any worries. But because we all don't vibrate at a proper frequency, we pray, and it seems as if our troubles don't disappear. And it's not that God or whatever your deity of choice is doesn't hear you or isn't listening to you or isn't capable of hearing your cry or healing you or touching you or fixing the situation. It's, do you really believe in your prayer? Oftentimes in low self-esteem states, we don't believe in anything other than our low self-esteem. So we're praying out to the creator or the universe or whatever you call, and we're praying out but believing in absolutely nothing. Also, prayer without works is dead. Faith without works is dead. And while you're praying, again, what are you doing while you're praying? Are you praying from a low self-esteem state? Most of us are. We are so low in ourselves and so down and feel so hopeless and worthless. When we're praying from that state of mind, we're praying from that desperation. And oftentimes, we're not praying to get better. We're just praying to let us make it through. And when we get that prayer answered, you know, just let us make it through, and we make it through, we think that we have done something great. But in fact, you pray to stay in your low self-esteem, just get me further down the road in this state. So I hope I'm not offending anyone, but if I am, I do apologize. But it's more to life, it's more to this work, it's more to, you know, this existence than just praying and pausing and waiting for something to happen. You can create your own reality while praying. You can make a difference in your life while praying. And who's to say that, you know, you are not the answer to your prayers? Maybe you're praying and then suddenly get energy or strength or an idea or a desire to go do something different. How do you know that's not the answer to your prayers? But if you're praying and not moving at all, or if you're praying and, you know, as soon as you say amen, you go right back to your low self-esteem, you go right back to your pity party, you go right back to your woe is me mood and mentality, then why did you pray in the first place? You know, I grew up in a church. I was born and raised in the church, and I thought simply if I prayed, things would get better. But no one taught me at a young age that I must do things to help out with my prayer. How many times have you prayed for, you know, better finances and it didn't come? Did you know that you have to put in some work? If your deity, if the creator or the universe did give you more money, what exactly would you do with it? With the same knowledge, with the same mindset, with the same energy, with the same emotions that you have while you were praying out of desperation? You have to, you know better, so you do better. So you pray for better finances, but guess what you can do while you're praying? You can study finances so you can get better at it. You can study how to budget your finances so you don't overspend. You can study how to create other revenues or other streams of income so you're not constantly depending upon one paycheck. And just like you pour into yourself with financial knowledge, or you pour into yourself with general knowledge, you should pour into yourself so you can build up your self-esteem. What does that look like? If you're religious, maybe that is spending time in prayer and meditation and reading your Bible and believing for something different. But let's take it out of religion. Let's take it outside of the Bible. You can pray and go do things that you enjoy doing, whether that's going bowling or going swimming or just going to the park or just going outside and inhaling and exhaling fresh air. Maybe that's watching a movie or a favorite television show or playing a game or reading a book or listening to music or dancing or going for a drive. Whatever it is to get, whatever it is that you do or that you could do that would get you in a great mood and great energy so you can feel your way out. I know this sounds strange, but you can pray and feel good at the same time. You don't have to pray when you're on your last leg or when you're down and out. You can pray during the good times. In the last episode, I believe I mentioned a book called The Magic by Rhonda Byrne. That is a great book to use. That's a great tool to use when you're working on your self-esteem. Why? Because the book talks about gratitude and it teaches you how to be grateful for what you have. And what if the key to unlocking your overcoming low self-esteem is gratitude? A lot of times we fall into this low self-esteem state. We fall into this depression mode because we have stopped being grateful for what we have. We have allowed someone or something to beat us down to a state to where we feel like we're nothing. But what if you took time out to pour into you, to really pour into you? That's not something you do one time. Just like you shouldn't just pray one time. You shouldn't just pour into you one time. If I drink only one cup of water a day, I am still dehydrated. So imagine that your self-esteem is dehydrated at this moment because you won't pour positivity into you. You won't pour good news into you. When you are in your low self-esteem, guess what? You're seeking more things, more people, more situations that keeps you right there in that low self-esteem state. Praying and not doing anything about your low self-esteem will never work. Praying and doing nothing about any situation will never work. Why? Because faith without works is dead. So if you're in your low self-esteem state and you want to come out of it and you're just praying and not doing anything, you're doing yourself a disservice. While you're praying, you should be doing something to better yourself. While you're praying, you should go out and do things that makes you feel energetic and happy and joyful. While you're praying, you should be pouring into you so that you're so full of goodness, it oozes out of you. This has been the Overcoming Low Self-Esteem podcast. If you have questions, if you have thoughts, if you have feedback, if you have disagreements, let me know. I want to hear from you. Please email me at overcoming@batsjr.com. Or find me on Facebook at facebook.com/TempestSmith. All that information will be in the show notes. I look forward to your feedback. I look forward to your questions, your suggestions, and your comments. And I'll see you guys next time. Thank you for tuning in. Please don't forget to subscribe. Please don't forget to give us a 5-star rating. And please don't forget to share this out with others. Thank you so much for tuning in.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.